David is calling us from Warwick, Rhode Island. Good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. So I'm going to be a sophomore in college next year, and I run track and field and cross country for St. Joseph's University. And I was wondering how I could be more of a leader, like on the just in the locker room, on the track, just in general.
That's a great question, David, and well done being a college athlete. Not easy to do. You have to master your body and your mind simultaneously there. So there's a lot of ways to do this, no doubt about it. First of all, you have to begin with in mind. So when people say, how can I be more of a leader? And that's one of the questions people ask a lot. They fail to actually ask themselves the question, what does it mean to be a leader? And when people, if I were to ask a question, you know, what are the most important things about a leader? You hear things like don't be a hypocrite or lead by example, these sorts of things, servant leadership. Those are good things. I don't take any criticism against them. Those are very, very good things. But the most important thing for a leader to do is to take you where you want to go. So if you want to be a leader, you would say, of what? Okay, where do I want to take people if I want to be a leader of my peers? And if the answer is, I want to take them to heaven, then be holy. Okay, if the answer is, I want to take them to a championship, then make sure that you're working harder than anybody else and they see that example so that your track team wins. If you want to take them to team unity, then let them see that you're sowing unity on the team. If you want to take them to scholar athleteness, then do that. If you want to take them to all of those things, then be a team-oriented, hardworking, holy person who is doing everything you can to get to the highest level. And that sort of example is what will pull them up to that particular place. And one of the greatest ways to actually lead is with encouragement. You will find that people want to be around and follow other people who see the best in them. And they're kind of going first with that. Hey, John, I want you to know, I know you can win this. I know you can. Okay, and let's work harder together because I know you can do that. All of a sudden, that person is attracted toward what you're doing and the other things that you're working on to lead them to become even more appealing.